Date whomever you like, by Mila Popova. Date whomever you like. A woman who reads, a woman who writes, a woman who does both or neither. But no, above all this, it is not about you. I, who am all those women, tell my own story. I'm the one with a 1,000-page tome in an alphabet you don't read and a pot of oolong in the tea house. No, it's not an awfully big and clever book for a girl like me. I'm not a girl, for starters. I'm the one next to you on the bus, reading on my phone things that will make you blush and want to reconsider your life. Look over my shoulder at your own peril. I'm the one who can barely stutter my way through a menu. I know if I don't tell my story, no other will. I'm the one writing insulting notes in the margins of Descartes. It is my book, and I can break the spine if I want to. And I'm the one with no books but a notebook, scribbling away. If it is about you, you probably don't want to know. By all means, ask me if I like my book. But if I glare at you, have the decency to leave. Know that a cup of coffee is not a fair price for my attention, for an hour or even a minute. And if I choose to talk to you or sleep with you, it is because I want to, and not in exchange for anything. Do not assume that if I tell you I understand Ulysses, it is to sound intelligent. For all you know, I'm the world's leading scholar on Joyce. I read Austin, Atwood, Le Guin, Parker, as in Dorothy, not Robert or Geoffrey. Look them up, you'll be surprised. If I take you home, I may fuck you, like wildcats in thunderstorms. Or I may make love to you, sweet and gentle, until you fall apart under me. I may have a cunt or a cock, neither of which tells you whether I'm a woman or not. And if you don't like that, the door's that way. If I stick around, I may choose to be celibate for 5 years. Again, the door's that way. Do not be surprised if I, who can barely read a menu, have a better grasp of language and of syntax and of story than you ever will. I know that your language doesn't have the words for my reality. Your syntax cannot circumscribe me. Your stories are not mine. Shakespeare never wrote to be read anyway. Do not be surprised when I learn to read. Do not propose, or if you do, do not expect me to say yes, or wear white, or want to have your children. I may do all of these things or none. I will not make you the meaning of my life, and I will thank you to not make me the meaning of yours. You can tell your own story, you can come along for the ride, but this story, it is mine.